You're tuned in to the voice of truth, the sound of holiness. It's Jesus Christ Church Ellisville with your host, Pastor Elijah Thomas. Get ready for powerful preaching with the word that'll surely stir your soul.
Amen. Here we find in this scripture in the 14th chapter of John, amen, that Jesus is giving what we would call his departing words. Glory to God. He's telling his disciples, amen, of his fate and what is about to happen. He's telling them that he will not be, hallelujah, with them in this form for too much longer. Amen. Tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus begins to tell them, but he adds to this that, amen, even though he is leaving this world, leaving this earth, he is not leaving them alone. Glory to God. Amen. He's not leaving them alone. Glory to God. Even though, amen, they will not be able to see him in the same manner, he lets them know that I am not leaving you by yourself. Glory to God. Tell the Lord, thank you. I'm not leaving you by yourself. Amen. There's something coming after me. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, thank you. And sometimes in life, it is just good to know that even when you cannot see him, he has not left you. Glory to God. Even when you cannot feel him, or when you feel that you are far from him, he has not left you. Glory to God. Tell the Lord thank you tonight. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, lo, I'm with you always. Glory to God. Even unto the ends of the earth. Glory to God. I thank God that we serve a God, amen, who has promised never to leave us. Glory to God. He didn't just say, he promised them. Glory to God. That he would never leave them. And I come to tell you that that same promise extends to us, that even in times of our life when we feel as if we are alone, that God is still right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's beyond your sight, but he's there. He's beyond your feelings, but he's there. He's beyond your emotions, but he's there. He's beyond, hallelujah, what you can think, but he is still there. Glory to God. I wish you'd tell somebody, God has not left us. Glory to God. Amen. You may not feel him, but he has not left. Glory to God. He's still where he said that he would be, and that's with you always. Tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. So as Jesus is preparing to leave, amen, preparing to leave the world, preparing to die, preparing to be crucified, he explains to his disciples, to his apostles, amen, that though I am leaving you for a time period, hallelujah, I will not leave you alone. Tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. So he begins to tell them, hallelujah, and they begin to ask him some questions. And the Bible says that Philip speaks up and begins to ask him to show us the Father. Glory to God. We want to see the Father. You've been talking all of this time about how you're the Son of God. Amen. About how you're the Son of Man. You've been talking all of this time about God and about the Father and about who he is. We want you to reveal him to us. Glory to God. Tell the Lord, thank you. We want you to show us, hallelujah, who he is. Glory to God. We want you to show us who he is like. We want to show us what he looks like. How does he act? What does he do? Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. We want you to show us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I must submit to you and I must tell you that as saints of God, there must be a desire in you to see him. Glory to God. There must be a desire in you, glory to God, to experience him. Glory to God. In a way that you have never experienced him before. Songwriters say, oh, I want to see him. glory to Jesus Christ, to look upon his face. That should be the desire of the saint, is to see God. Hallelujah. Not just to come to church, but to see God. Not just to dress up, but to see God. Not just to be religious. Oh, but I want to see him. Is there anybody in here that can say, oh, I want to see him? Glory to God. Look upon his face. Hallelujah. There to sing forever of his saving grace. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish we could get that desire back. Glory to God. Amen. Saints everywhere are desiring houses and cars and clothes and money and fortune and fame. But if I don't get any of that, I want to see him. Glory to God. Tell the Lord thank you in here. Tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God. I want to see his face. Bible say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I come to tell you, saints in here, some of the stuff you asking and believing God for, it come automatically if you just get to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some stuff that you automatically know because you've been connected and in the face and in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Give God glory and give God praises. Hallelujah. I want to see him. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to see him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bible said, what does it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his soul? Glory to God. Gaining the world don't mean nothing to us. Glory to God. Because we have such sweet salvation. Glory to God. There's nothing in this world that should mean more to you than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody in here understand what I'm saying? There is nobody in the world that should mean more to you than your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bible even tells us that if a man is going to follow him, he must forsake all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got to forsake mother and father. Got to forsake family. Got to forsake the world. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, and tell the Lord thank you in here. Glory to God. If we want to see him, Bible tells us that we've got to forsake everything in order to have him. Glory to God. I got to forsake, hallelujah, money, cars, and clothes. I got to forsake the ways of the world. I got to forsake sin and shame. I got to take off every weight that easily beset me. I got to take off my carnal mind and my fleshly mind. And I got to seek after him to get more and more of him. God desire to show you something, but you got to seek him first. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. And I'm finding that the desire of the saints, amen, has shifted and has changed to where we no longer desire God, but we desire comfort. Glory to God. We don't desire God, but we desire riches and fame. We don't desire God. We desire cars and houses and nice clothes. Hallelujah. We desire popularity, and we want the world to know our name. Hallelujah. Rather than wanting the world to know the name of Jesus Christ. We desire, amen, to be comfortable instead of more of him. Glory to God. Come on. We desire for the world to appreciate us and to give us accolades and to tell us how good we are, rather than to go to a loving God who says that he's loved us and made us fearfully and wonderfully. Glory to God. Come on, Zion, and tell God thank you. Hallelujah. We have a God that has loved us from the beginning, yet we're chasing after the love of the world. Come on, Zion. When the Bible said that the world love his own, glory to God. And in order for the world to love you, that means something must be off, glory to God. Something must be messed up. Something must not be right in you. Bible says, glory to God, that to be friends with the world is enmity with God. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
shout glory to God. And we got many saints, glory to God, even right now, that have traded the love of God for the love of the world, that have traded the love of God for the love of mammon, that have traded the love of God for the love of money. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. And shout glory to God. Come on, I wish I had some saints in here that would give God glory and give God praise and say, God, I don't want nothing but you. Glory to God. Because money can't heal my body. Money can't save my soul. Popularity can't deliver me. Glory to God. Come on, Zion. There are many famous people and famous celebrities dying and going to hell every day. Hallelujah. Because the money couldn't save them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The accolades and the rewards and the awards couldn't save their soul. But I come to tell you, Bible says, I am the way. Glory to God. The truth and the life. Glory to God. Come on, shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God for your Savior. No man can come to the Father but by me. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said. Don't care what your accolades are. Hallelujah. Don't care what you have gained in the world. Don't care what promotion you have gotten. Glory to God. If you don't have Jesus, the Christ, glory to God, you will not be saved. Glory to God. And we got too many saints that's giving up salvation so that they can have the world. They're giving up salvation so that they can have the lust of their flesh. They're giving up salvation so that they can be comfortable and be eased. Glory to God. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praise. Songwriter say, I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have this whole wide world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. Come on, if that's your testimony, you ought to give him praises, give him honor, and give him glory. Shout hallelujah. There's got to be a remnant of people that desire him more than anything. Glory to God. There's got to be some saints of God that desire him more than anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why what we do here is important, because we're not doing this to show off. We're doing this to get him. Glory to God. We're doing this to receive more of him. We're doing this to see his face. I preach so that we can see him. Glory to God. We pray so that we can experience him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We show up in the sanctuary of the living God. Hallelujah. So that we can experience him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion. I wish I had some saints in here that would just desire him again. Glory to God. Come on, Zion. I wish you'd look up to God and ask God, God, restore my desire for you. God, give me more desire for you. More desire for your, hallelujah, joy. More desire for your peace. More desire for your love. More desire for you and you alone. Wrap your arms around me, God. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion. And I wish I had some folk would take a couple moments and go after God and say, God, if I never make a another dollar, give me you. If I never make another cent, give me you. If I don't get the job, give me you. If I don't get the way made, give me you. If the door never opens, give me you. If my situation never changes, God, give me you. I don't want the world, I want you. I don't want the money, I want you. I desire you more than anything else in my life. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises like you desire him. Glory to God. And in this scripture, hallelujah, even though, amen, he was in error, even though he did not have full understanding, Philip had a desire to see the Father. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. He had a desire to see the Father. Glory to God. And we as saints of God have to have a desire to see him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to have a desire. I come to tell you that everything that you need and want can be found in him. Glory to God. Our Bible says in him we live. Hallelujah. In him we move. In him we have our being. Bible say he knows what we have need of before we even ask it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Glory to God. Come on, Zion. We got to get back to where we desire him. Glory to God. David said that I'll seek him all the days of my life. Hallelujah. David said, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Come on, Zion, and give God praises and give God glory. We got to have some saints that desire to dwell in his presence, that desire to dwell in his house, that desire him and him alone. Hallelujah. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Come on, Zion, and give God glory. Bible says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditated that day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Glory to God. Then, glory to God, whatever he shall do, it's going to prosper. But you got to desire God first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to desire God first. Hallelujah. Got to get our priorities in the right place. Hallelujah. We don't seek after God for stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We seek after God for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he blesses us just because we sought after him. Hallelujah. We've got to be a church that seeks after him. Not after things, not after money, not after stuff. Hallelujah. Not after, hallelujah, clothes and cars and jewels. Hallelujah. But all after him. Glory to God. You remember the songwriter said, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Don't give me a mansion on top of the hill. Don't give me the world with a shadow thrill, but just give me Jesus. My life he can hold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Come on, Zion, and give God glory. If you desire him, give him honor and give him praise. Oh, glory to Jesus. Oh, I'm trying to be quick. But Philip here desires and asks God earnestly, hallelujah, and innocently, even though he didn't understand, he asks God, hallelujah, show us the Father. Glory to God. Show us the Father. Tell somebody there's more than this. Glory to God. There's more than this. Show us the Father. We want to see him. Glory to God. You've been talking about him all this time. But show us the Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. But then Jesus tells him, look, you've been seeing me all this time, and yet you're asking me to show you the Father. I've shown you him. Glory to God. I've shown you who the Father is. Glory to God. That's why in the scripture, Jesus pairs, glory to God, with him. Hallelujah. Being in the Father, he pairs him being in the Father and the Father being in him with the works that he has done. Glory to God. Amen. For in verse 11, he says, believe me that I am in the Father. Glory to God. And the Father in me. And if you don't believe that, he says, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Glory to God. Telling them that if you don't see yet that, hallelujah, I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, at least look at the works that I have done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because can't nobody do what I have done but God. Hallelujah. Shout glory to God. Come on, shout hallelujah in here. Amen. So Jesus puts, hallelujah, him being equal with God and proves it with his works, because no man can do these works except God be with him. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. And only God can do these works. The Jews said it themselves, who can forgive sins but God? Hallelujah. Who can heal but God? Who can open up blinded eyes but God? Hallelujah. Who can raise the dead but God? Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. Who can do this but God? Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. Jesus is telling them here, hallelujah, if you can't believe me for what I say, believe me for the works that I have done, because can't nobody do this but God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. Give him praises and give him honor and give him glory.
So Jesus pairs the two in this scripture and says, if you can't believe what I'm saying, at least believe my works. I wish I had somebody understood that in here. Hallelujah. Because some of you saints are on the brink of giving up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you that if you can't believe anything that we say, at least believe the works that you have seen. Glory to God. You've seen yourself. God healed your body. You've seen yourself. That God saved you from a world of sin. You've seen God move on your behalf. You can't stop believing in him. You can't act like just because you're in a test now that you've forgotten, hallelujah, how he brought you out the last time. Have you forgotten how God healed you from the last sickness? Have you forgotten how God brought you through the last test? Have you forgotten? I wish I had some saints in here understood what I'm saying. You've seen God move. You've seen God work. You've seen God do the impossible. Don't stop believing him just because it's gotten a little hard now. But believe him. Hallelujah. Because of what you've seen him do. Amen. Bible says, amen, that John locked up in prison sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one or should we look for another? And Jesus said, you go back and tell John what you've seen. Tell him you've seen blinded eyes open. Tell him, glory to God, that you've seen the lame get up and walk. Glory to God. Why? Because can't nobody do this unless they are the one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't nobody heal unless he is. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praises. Hallelujah. If you can't believe what I'm preaching and what I'm saying, at least believe what God has done for you. Hallelujah. At least believe him. Hallelujah. After seeing him heal your body, at least believe him after bringing you out the last time. Don't give up on God because it's hard now. Just remember what God has done for you and how he's brought you over and how he's brought you through and how he's doing it even right now. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, don't give up on him here. Glory to God. You've seen him do more than this. Don't give up on him here. Glory to God. So he said, at least believe me for my works. Glory to God. Then he says in verse 12, tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, and I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands, give God praises, and give God honor, and give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name. Come on, let's take a pause for a break and give God glory and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, we haven't made it to the end of the message yet, but you can praise him in faith now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may not see the end of your situation, but you can praise him now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you truly believe that he's working on your behalf and bringing you out, you can give him glory now. Don't wait until the battle is over, but shout now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, God. He says in verse 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, hallelujah, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus, as he's preparing to go back into the Father, amen, where he came from, glory to God, as he prepares to go back, glory to God, he tells his disciples that if you believe on me, amen, that you should do greater works than what you have seen me do. Glory to God. Tell the Lord, thank you. Tell somebody there's more than this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, when I tell you to tell your neighbor something, hallelujah, you're supposed to believe what they're saying, and you're supposed to respond accordingly. Glory to God. Amen. I said, tell your neighbor there's more than this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By you just saying that, hallelujah, you should have felt something. Amen. Glory to God. Because something comes from our confession. When we confess that God is moving on our behalf, we ought to feel something. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus tells him, look, if you believe on me, then greater works, hallelujah, than that you shall do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you've seen me do miraculous things. Oh, but I've got to go back into the Father. Hallelujah. I've got to go back, hallelujah, from where I came. Hallelujah. But all, I'm not going to leave you without power. Glory to God. I'm going to give you power to do more than what you've seen me do. Glory to God. Shout hallelujah and shout glory to God. I'm going to give you power to see more miracles than what you have seen. Glory to God. And the Bible says, amen, that if all that Jesus had done was written down, all the books in the world couldn't even hold them. But Jesus said, more than what I've done, you're going to do greater. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means you're going to see miracle after miracle. If you believe on me, then greater works shall you do. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. That's why I come to tell you, saints of God, hallelujah, that there is more than this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You trying to give up now. You ready to throw in the towel. When I come to encourage somebody today, that if Jesus said greater works shall you do, then there is greater in store for the people of God. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to God. There's greater than what you have seen. There's greater than what you have heard. There's greater than what you have felt. Eyes have not seen. Come on, I wish I had a church in here. Ears have not heard. Neither has it been revealed in the heart of man. The good things that God got in store for them that love him. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, and give him praises. He said, greater shall you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what that means? That means the healing that I've seen, he's going to do better. The deliverance that I've seen, he's going to do better. The ways that I've seen made, he's going to do even more than that. I wish I had some saints that would give God glory and give God praise. Because I got more coming up than this. I wish I had some saints that would tell the devil, hallelujah, I got more coming up than this. Glory to God. I got greater victory. I got greater healing. I got greater deliverance. I got greater doors opening. I got greater ways being made. Come on, Zion, and give God glory and give God praise. Tell every devil, I got greater coming and you can't stop it. I got better coming and you can't stop it. I got more coming and you can't stop it. Now I'm unto him that is able to do exceeding, hallelujah, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. He's getting ready to top what we have seen. He's getting ready to top what we have felt. He's getting ready to top what we have heard. And if you believe it, you ought to open up your mouth and give God praise.
Can't get enough of the word? We invite you to join Pastor Elijah Thomas and the saints in Ellisville for a powerful move of God, Sundays at 12 p.m. and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. at 400 Beulah Street, Ellisville, Mississippi. And tune in for Church the Scriptures, our Tuesday night phone Bible study at 7:30 p.m. Just call 516-387-8436. Your breakthrough is waiting.